Welcome to News Tribune on Tap. I'm Gary Caster, managing editor at the Jefferson City News Tribune and host of News Tribune on Tap, a weekly conversation about news and issues in Jefferson City that matter to you. Today's special guest is Ryan Pavone. Hello, Ryan.
Hello, how's it going?
It's going well, Ryan. Ryan is our State House reporter here at the News Tribune, but he also covers Lincoln University, a historically black college and university that has been in the capital city since the mid-1800s. It was sort of in the news this week in that the president, John Mosley, spoken with Ryan and talked about this idea that Lincoln has a dual personality, if you will, a HBCU, by which it was founded, as well as a regional university. And so he kind of coined the phrase there, it's a melting pot among universities. So Ryan, let's kind of set up the stage here and let's talk about how Lincoln was formed, first of all.
Yeah, it was formed, like I said, in the 1800s as the Lincoln Institute. So it was founded by freed black soldiers that served in the Civil War. They actually had their first white principal there when it was founded.
Okay. So, and through the years, it grew, became a university, Lincoln University. It's a land-grant institution. There are two land-grant institutions in the state, the University of Missouri and Lincoln University. Kind of explain the mission of a land-grant.
So, Lincoln's an 1890 land-grant institution. So, that means that they have a mission focused in agricultural education, as well as things like military science, which they've pretty much stuck to this day.
Okay. So throughout the state, you'll find communities where there might be an MU extension office or an LU extension office where they continue that mission of a land-grant institution. So Lincoln, as an 1890s land-grant institution, is primarily its students are black students?
At that point, until 1954, Lincoln was entirely black. Its student population was 100% African-American students. And this kind of goes back to the time that a lot of higher education institutions were segregated. So you had a lot of predominantly white institutions, but also predominantly black institutions. And okay. Lincoln was one of those historically black universities.
All right. And the state, of course, has two HBCUs, the other being?
Harris Stowe State University in St. Louis.
Okay. So 1954, at that point, white students began going to Lincoln as well. And you saw a change in the makeup of the student body.
Absolutely. And it was a very quick change in the makeup of the student body. Within 6 years, Lincoln had become majority white. And that's partially because the Jefferson City Community College closed within those 6 years between 1954 and 1960. And it was really spurred by the Brown v. Board of Education Supreme Court decision, which allowed a lot of black students to attend white institutions, which you kind of learn a lot about in history. But it also had kind of the reverse effect at Lincoln, where it introduced white students to a predominantly black institution.
Okay. And at that point is when that second part of the personality, that regional college, regional university persona started really growing at Lincoln.
Absolutely. Yeah. So the large intake of white students was predominantly from the area which Lincoln is surrounded by. So not only Cole County, but, you know, Callaway County, Osage County, the area surrounding mid-Missouri, really.
Right. So fast forward to today. So what's the makeup of the student population at this time?
University President Dr. John Mosley says Lincoln's one of the most diverse colleges or universities in the nation. It's around 40% white and 40% black. And that's if you are looking at solely one race statistics. So a lot of students also identify as two or more races. Mm-hmm. And so when you start looking at those figures and accounting for that, it's around 40% white and 60% other or two or more races.
Yeah. I think this is where it gets interesting, where, you know, your whole strategy as a university, it has to be built upon recruiting and enrollment. So we've talked about the enrollment as far as the makeup. So let's talk about enrollment as far as the number of students. Enrollment's been declining. In recent decades, it has really been a steady decline in enrollment, yes?
Yeah. Yeah. They've definitely had a steady decline for the past decade. Each year, the enrollment number is lower than the year before. So
my point in saying that is right now, an emphasis for them is to recruit and to change that trend, right? You want to grow enrollment. And so to me, that's where there's a potential conflict there when you've got a university that has two personalities, an HBCU versus a regional institution. Which way do you try to recruit? Can you do both?
That's exactly what the university president, John Mosley, wants to do. There is this kind of discussion, and often the dual identity of Lincoln comes up with enrollment and their plans for how to boost enrollment. Because there are some that say you should focus on larger cities and have a more national recruiting effort, so you're attracting students from larger metro areas like St. Louis or Kansas City, or even outside of Missouri like Chicago or Nashville, Tennessee. And then there are others that say you don't need to necessarily recruit from there because Lincoln can serve as a regional institution for students in mid-Missouri, which are mostly white. Cole County alone is 80% white, and then the surrounding counties are all at least 75% white. So yeah, there's certainly this dichotomy that people want to kind of frame this plan as, but Mosley says that there's really no reason that the university can't use resources to recruit from national hubs like St. Louis or Kansas City, but also use some resources to recruit locally.
And I will say, I mean, this is going back maybe a decade or so ago, we've done some reportings on recruitment specifically in larger cities. You know, back a couple presidents ago, they were doing trips to Atlanta, I want to say New Orleans, Tennessee, Nashville. To me, it makes sense that, yeah, you're right. Lincoln could be an HBCU draw for students from Kansas City, Tulsa, Chicago, St. Louis. But it seems like it became so fractured that, I mean, maybe there were students. I never really saw the draw of someone from Atlanta coming to Jefferson City, for instance.
Yeah, and I think that totally makes sense, especially from what we know about how involved their alumni chapters are, too. Because they have a lot of alumni chapters in those larger areas, like Washington, D.C., even, mm-hmm. which are seeing some recent uptick in involvement. But there's really, kind of as you said, it was so fractured not even that long ago that it kind of makes it hard to do recruiting there if you don't have a large alumni presence or even a Lincoln University presence.
Right. So let's go to the regional side of it. I mean, and I think one of the approaches that in recent years you've reported on is this effort to really amp up Lincoln's presence at area high schools and recruiting events. So kind of talk through how they're doing that.
Yeah. So I think when Mosley came in to start serving as president, he realized that their number one feeder school is Jefferson City High School, which is right across the street. So why not have a greater presence there and maintain that relationship while also recruit elsewhere? So yeah, they're using resources, not necessarily within their admissions office, but just staff that they have regular quotas that they want to visit area high schools every so often or so many times a month. And just to establish a greater presence for Lincoln University as this regional institution of higher education, where it's not just an HBCU where they're recruiting from all over the country, but it can serve mid-Missouri students as well.
Right. And I think it's one of those things where that's a great point in that it has served mid-Missouri students for generations. I mean, it was striking when President Mosley was talking about how when he's at events and he asks the audience, who of you are Lincoln grads or have gone to Lincoln? And it's always a large number of people who have said, yeah, I'm a Lincoln grad.
Mm-hmm.
And so it just really, it builds that community that I know that's been a real emphasis as well, trying to bring the Jefferson City area and Lincoln closer together. And it seems to me that regional approach will help perhaps solidify or bolster that effort.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I think the more you talk about Lincoln and the more you kind of establish the university as a presence here in Jefferson City, it helps alumni kind of recognize or have an appreciation for their alma mater, but also it maybe helps students in the area realize that it is an option that they could take advantage of.
So let's hear what Dr. Mosley has to say regarding this whole idea of a dual personality or being that melting pot, why he thinks it's an advantage.
We're one of the most diverse institutions in the country. In my opinion, our diversity is our greatest strength and our biggest challenge. Why do you say that? Number one, I don't know an institution in the country that wouldn't want our diversity. But yet some struggle and want to be different from how we are, regardless of what side they sit on. And it makes no sense to me.
So what has been the reaction from curators, from the public that you've seen, from students to this dual personality here?
I certainly think they're really supportive of the dual mission. I haven't heard anybody speak against either recruiting locally or nationally, but there is this kind of renewed push, I guess, that Mosley maybe has the right idea here, that you could do both and it would work out just fine.
Yeah. I mean, it just seems like a natural tendency, a human tendency of a competition. You know, if you're on camp HBCU versus camp regional, you're typically the gains made in one group go to the expense of the other group. And if you can both realize the shared mission of growth, that maybe this is achievable. And so what I'm hearing from you is that from what you're hearing is that is the approach right now. It's a shared mission and effort to grow enrollment.
Yeah. And not only grow enrollment, but I think they also see it as really valuable for the diversity on campus. Mosley talks a lot about not only does it, you know, boost enrollment, but it also helps students form a better education or cultural competency is what he called it when they leave Lincoln University. So they didn't go to a majority white school. They went to a school that has a good mix of different backgrounds and ethnicities to learn from.
Well, I think another thing that gets lost with Lincoln, too, is the class sizes are a little bit smaller. Mm-hmm. So for some students, that's a great fit, especially from either a rural school or even just the student's personality. They don't want to go to a big state university. They don't want to go to a Missouri State or University of Missouri. They want a smaller experience on campus. And to be able to achieve that and have that diversity, kind of walk us through. He gave an example of a student from an area high school that was in nursing, how that might play out post-graduation for that person.
The example he gave was a nursing student maybe from Blair Oaks High School, which is around here in Missouri. As a nurse, after graduation, they might go on to work in a hospital in like St. Louis, for example, and they might be treating somebody that's Black, and they would have a better cultural competency or be able to treat that patient with greater respect or just provide better treatment maybe or more personalized treatment to that individual because they went to a university like Lincoln that exposed them to a wide variety of different cultures or backgrounds or people.
Let's see how Dr. Mosley explained the advantages that Lincoln students from this region might experience because they have been at such a diverse university.
If a student matriculates a classroom at Lincoln University, and as diverse as we are, my belief as president is it prepares them for life beyond Lincoln. If we have a nursing major from Russellville, Missouri, likely it's going to be a white student. If you end up, that nurse ends up in St. Louis and she's working in a hospital in St. Louis and an African-American comes in because they're in need at that point. I'd like to think that Lincoln University has helped that student develop a cultural competency that allows them to treat that patient with the respect and dignity that every one of us would come to expect. No different than if we have a young Black man from Chicago who gets a business degree and goes back to Chicago and sits in a boardroom with 9 people that look like me and him, that he has the confidence to be himself in that space, and that he's prepared for that. Now, that's the Lincoln I believe we should strive to be.
So, Ryan, it's been a great conversation. And as we wrap this up, it strikes me that there's a question as to the future. There's two missions here, if you will, it seems, that Lincoln is facing. One being that it wants to foster and grow this diversified campus of a student body, as well as grow enrollment. So what are the measuring sticks of how we can determine what success might look like? You know, when would we know, for instance, start seeing enrollment trends reflected in that, or how the diversified student body would be coming to fruition?
So I think because they've been working on this system for the past year now, you should be able to kind of start seeing results as early as next fall. I would imagine we'll have enrollment numbers by then. They break down enrollment numbers by race and ethnicity and things like that. So we should be able to have that data then. But I'm also interested in kind of hearing from students on campus if they feel that it's a diverse campus, or if it'd be a whole lot different story if students on campus were saying, well, we don't really interact, right? So I'm kind of interested in following up on that as well. And I think that would be something to track for years or semesters if their enrollment numbers are improving at all, but also what those demographics within enrollment look like, as well as what the perspective of students or staff on campus is.
Yeah, it's definitely an evolving and continuing story. And Ryan is absolutely right. We would love to hear your feedback. If you're a Lincoln student, you can reach out to Ryan at rpivoney, R-P-I-V-O-N-E-Y, news@newstribune.com. Share your thoughts as to how your Lincoln experience has been. We would love to get a better perspective from students as well as alumni that have attended, as well as their just the general feedback of how you believe this is, this new vision, if you will, for Lincoln is coming to pass. So again, you can drop Ryan an email. We'll have his email in our show notes. You can drop me an email at gary@newstribune.com or stop by at a upcoming Coffee with the Editor. We'd love to hear your perspective as a Lincoln student or a Lincoln grad, and just we'll keep on this and wish for the best for Lincoln. So, Ryan, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening. You can find News Tribune on tap at newstribune.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play.